number 37. Welcome to These Fantastic Worlds, a science fiction and fantasy podcast. This week's story is called Breakout by Jake Jackson. From the beginning times after the fall, there is a tale. Benimu spoke, rubbing his ancient chin, his heavy eyelidded eyes casting out to the thick of listeners gathered in the shadows of the Great Mother's Rock. Long have I been assigned by my fellows to relay the events of the breakout before we returned once more to our home. Benimu gestured to the people looking up at him in the half-light of the cavern. On his knee was a child, Lucy, sitting proudly, her back straight, her thin arms and legs still with anticipation at the story of her folk, a story she and others had heard many times, but the ritual ending of the cycle of work required them to listen at this appointed hour. In the weeks before, nothing had changed for a generation. We had lived a life as upright creatures underground. None of us had seen the light, nor did we remember anyone who had. Our space was wide, an underground cavern where meagre resources could be harnessed to our needs, but at the edges of our existence we felt a rumble, like a steady hum that could be heard from behind the rocks and flickering red eyes that seemed to watch us. We made discoveries, old machine parts, wheelless trucks, discarded or broken pieces of metal, and we found ways of measuring mechanical time. Amongst our number were the children of those who had been scientists, writers, guards, fruit pickers. Some were religious, some were dreamers, lazy, diligent, thoughtful, philosophical, angry. Somehow all of humanity could be found in the dust of our past, now manifested in the few around us. Our identities had become confused. Some felt we were more like creatures than humans, but as we found no literature amongst the shadows, we had nothing to compare but our memories of ourselves and our forebears. We remembered names, Moloch, Belial, Gadriel, Mulciber, but shrugged for more details and agreed what we should call each other. One certainty, though, was the presence of a pregnant woman amongst the original people abandoned in this place. In fact, she was the only woman. 15 men and one pregnant woman presented humanity on a thread, and she bore twins. Girls. As they grew to maturity, the hungry eyes of possession fell upon them. None of the men were related, but the next times were intense and violent. Soon only 9 of the men were left, and 2 women. Perhaps some sanity survived for a moment at least, because the fighting amongst the men subsided. I want to tell it now. Lucy, sitting patiently on Penimu's knee, looked up. Or perhaps we could tell it together. Her ebony face was round, unblemished by fear or loss. Penimu smiled and nodded. My mother said that when she was born, her mother's mother had been the leader of the people since she was young. She was a wise woman, the best of us all. She was the Great Mother, known to some as Behe. Penimu's head sank slightly at the memory of his childhood friend. She had many children, the Great Mother, and she decided who could become mothers and fathers together. Her word was law. Even those who disagreed with her would obey her, because her children always did what she wanted and protected her. Penimu continued. It's true that her actions led to a great swelling of the people, so that by the time of your own mother's arrival, we had trebled our numbers, and a more healthy balance of genders allowed us to be more careful about who would be allowed to mate. He peered down at Lucy, willing her not to grimace. Lucy now continued. But jealousy stalked within them, and some became angry with each other. It was a terrible time. More blood was spilled than we had ever known. She paused for effect. How did we come here? The little girl looked up at Penimu. He lifted an eyebrow at the girl, knowing this was her way of reminding him. The first among us woke up in this cavern, with only memories of destruction in their minds. Their heads shattered and misshapen, their bodies broken as though discarded, a rough hewn hole in the distant roof of the cavern where perhaps they had fallen through. The audience shifted uncomfortably, looking at each other from the corners of their eyes, noting the familiar faces, distorted by the phosphorescent glow in the walls of the cavern. Penimu returned to the story. The fighting continued, and the Great Mother tried to intervene, but she was old. When she was struck by Moloch, she tripped and fell to her death, her dry bones tumbling into a crevice at the base of which was an undiscovered door. From that moment, pandemonium ruled. The shouting and the fighting grew further as the frustration of the living became unbearable without the charms and calm adjudication of the Great Mother. Lucy spoke again. One of the men, Gadriel, found his way down to the door and shouted for his friends. Behind the solid frame, an erratic humming could be heard, and they decided they must escape. Over the next few days, they tried everything, taking turns to batter at the door with rocks. Eventually, it did give way, and their success brought everyone behind Gadriel and Moloch as they burst from their long home into a dusty corridor with broken metal humans splayed out across the floor. At the end was another door, which Gadriel, Moloch, and Belial, inflamed by their discoveries, managed to break through too. Two more corridors, Penimu continued, led to a strange room with many flat, silver surfaces, and between them all a huge door. As everyone flooded in, they saw, slumped in chairs, more of the metal humans, their purpose either abandoned or their lives forfeit. Gadriel and his friends were in a frenzy and tore the metal creatures into yet more pieces. In their exhausted fury, they then began to attack this new door. But as they did so, the largest of the silver surfaces flickered and moving images flitted across. A voice unfurled from the walls. This door may be the final barrier between you and what lies beyond. Eventually, you will find a way to get out of this place. We, people from your past, urge you not to go further. We urge you to view the videos, to watch the fate of the world you or your ancestors left behind. Moloch's fierce band watched as scenes of devastation broke across the silver surface. The other smaller screens now showed similar images. Hundreds of scenes of protests and murder, people shouting from bullpits, lynchings, rows of miserable people standing with guards and guns around them, people in cages, forests burning, oceans swelling with garbage, polar ice caps sliding into the sea, the sun burning ever brighter, the land arid, people fighting in the cities, nations fighting for better land, bombs, destruction. Lucy spoke up. Our forebears looked at each other, sweating and angry, and they hesitated, watching the desire to escape drain from each other's broken, misshapen faces. We did that. Are we like that? They destroyed our world. We destroyed our world. What if we do it again? They dropped their arms, turned, and walked back through the corridors to their home, the cavern. While some resealed the door, others gathered up the body of Behe, the Great Mother, and made a place for her amongst the dust and the rocks, a place of peace where now we are all gathered. Together, Penimwe and Lucy closed their eyes, and joined by the whole audience, they stayed silent as the sighs and the rocks of the Great Mother passed across them all. Thank you, as always, for listening. It was much appreciated. Please do recommend this to your friends. It can be downloaded as an app on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, all sorts of places. Thank you once again, and goodbye.